This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. Let us now praise a TV program from the early 1960s. Route 66 went on the air more than 50 years ago on CBS, and it did something few dramatic shows have ever done. It filmed entirely on the road, crisscrossing the United States. Each week, a new location, new characters, new situations. Well, this week, the complete series has been released in a DVD box set. I've watched a lot of these old shows, and there were a few key ingredients that held Route 66 together. First, a great theme by Nelson Riddle. Second, great scripts by Sterling Siliphant. Third, a cool car, a Corvette. And finally, actors Martin Milner and, in this clip, George Maharis.
Me and my buddy, we're conducting a private treasure hunt. We keep moving, place to place, town to town, Wyoming, Montana, Pennsylvania, Texas, the whole checkerboard. You see, we're looking, trying to find us that star. But when we do, we're going to grab a piece of it and stick it in the ground. Then we put up a sign, home.
George Maharis, who played Buzz Murdoch, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
You actually went all over the country, and it was shot on location.
That's right.
Very ambitious cinematography. I mean, it's unlike nearly all other television that I can recall. But how quickly were these being produced?
Well, they originally slated them for 7 days, but none of them got done in 7 days. It usually took between 9 and 10 days a lot of the time, and of course that put us behind schedule, so we worked 7 days a week to stay ahead.
Now, I want you to describe you and Martin Milner, your co-star, his character's Corvette, and I want you to describe the premise, which requires a slight suspension of disbelief here, that the two of you are riding around all of the United States, one short-term part-time job to another part-time job.
I was working for Marty's dad, and Marty's dad died and left him nothing except the Corvette. And I have a conversation with Marty saying, let's get in the Corvette and see where we belong. So basically what we were doing was searching for the right place to stop and spend the rest of your life. Because beginning, when we first started the series, it was not called Route 66, it was called The Searchers. Mm. And, of course, that name was already given to somebody else, so they changed it to Route 66.
Now, we should say here that even in the first episode, given the title Route 66, one thing was clear.
How do we get off U.S. 66, Buzz?
There's a town here. Maybe we could get through that way.
You didn't follow the old Route 66, which went
according to
the great song lyric, goes from Chicago to L.A.
That's true. Guilty.
Look for a side road up ahead now, anywhere.
What river's it on?
Pascagoula?
The joy of watching these old episodes of Route 66 is not only seeing who the guest stars are, but seeing who the actors are, who weren't big enough stars yet to even be credited as guests.
Right.
You worked with everyone.
Yep, that's true.
Robert Duvall appeared in a couple of them.
Martin Sheen. Jimmy Caan.
Right.
James Caan.
And at the beginning of one episode, you see a young man in a suit. I might add a young man with dark brown hair running after a woman through the woods. It's Robert Redford.
Correct. Inga Stevens. Suzanne Plachet. Tuesday Weld. All of these people were unknown at that point.
You also wrangled with a crazed young Leslie Nielsen.
Correct. Where he thinks the end of the world is coming.
Dr. Crisper, do you really believe it?
I'm here, aren't I?
I mean, if you really think there's something to all this, why don't you warn people?
Because I'm told that in these times, there are certain things that are better left unsaid.
Leslie Nielsen was still very serious.
Yeah, not only that, but he was wrong.
You also had on the program an ornery Lee Marvin.
Right.
One of the two of you clear out of here. I was out late last night and up early this morning.
Why don't we try something first? Why don't we put you in there?
You remember that?
Oh, yeah, I remember. I went over and pushed him off the fence. That's right. Lee Marvin did two shows.
Uh-huh. You remember all these plots?
Oh, sure. They were good shows. I enjoyed them.
Your character, Buzz Murdoch, he's supposed to be street smart. You're a tough guy. You're a fighter.
Right.
How's your lip?
I've been hit harder by dames.
That's the pilot. That was Everett Sloan. He hits me in the mouth, and Marty asked me, how's my lip? I said, I've been hit hard by dames.
That was 3 seconds. I could play anything from 3 years, 3.5 years of this program, and you could call him right out what that was.
Let's see.
We'll challenge you.
Look, you want any help from me? You're going to have to crawl to me, X-1.
That's with Robert Duvall. Mm-hmm. It's called Birdcage on My Foot. He's a drug addict.
You can't do it, Packy.
Can't do what, job man?
I hear it's a five-hand hit for tonight.
That's the one with Martin Sheen and James Caan.
But you do remember all of your lines from...
Yeah, well, pretty much.
It's not bad. This was a time, 1960, 1961, 62, when the motor trip across the country, the drive around America, was a big deal. People were doing this at that time.
I can't tell you how many people wrote to me and told me that that's what they wanted to do after seeing the show. And, you know, they wanted to buy a car and toot around.
When you and Martin Milner would look at the shooting schedule for a season, would you say, oh, wow, great, at least by week five we make it to Philadelphia?
We never saw the schedule. It was week to week.
You didn't know where you were going?
No, we didn't know where we were going, and many times we didn't know what the script was until 2 days before shooting.
But I assume that for a run of a couple of months you would stay in one part of the country. I mean,
well, we would try to do 3 or 4 shows in the same area. But that didn't mean we had 3 or 4 scripts. And I remember we were in Cleveland doing the one with Nehemiah Persoff about the Russian Hill. And we were standing on the bridge, and we had no pages. We didn't know where to go yet. Luckily, they had to raise and lower the bridge. And in the meantime, the plane landed in Cleveland, and a car took the script and brought it to us because we didn't know what clothes we were supposed to be in.
It's a good thing you guys could pack all those clothes in the trunk of that Corvette, yeah.
Yeah, it was terrific. I enjoyed it. It really demanded that you make it work.
Well, George Maharis, it's just been great fun talking with you and hearing all about the making of this terrific old TV show, Route 66.
Yeah, I'm a terrific old guy.
You are. You are, if I may say so, too.
Thanks a lot.
Actor George Maharis, he's 83. He and Martin Milner starred in Route 66, a TV drama from the early 60s. The complete series comes out on DVD this week.